Fluoride Free Austin has done a lot of work over the last 3 years educating city council members mm-hmm. and also the general population in Austin. And what's interesting with our case, you know, there are three kind of what I would call stages of influence to get fluoride out of your water in your city and in your community. First is provide the science background to your city council members, because the city council members are the ones making the decision to keep it or take it out. Provide them with the science, but a lot of city council members don't have the scientific background to be able to discern, well, the CDC or the dentist tell me fluoride's very healthy, and then you're showing me all of these technical papers that say that's not healthy, and you have the hypothyroidism, cancer, bone cancer issues, fluorosis in children, IQ degradation in children, all this stuff that's come out in the last 10 years, and it's new information. Sometimes council members don't have the scientific background to make in their mind the decision between those two conflicting sets of data. So what we've done in Fluoride Free Austin, we've kind of taken a step back and said, you know what? You don't really have to understand that detailed science. Let's go to your heart. You know, when you go to the doctor, that the physician will never give an adult, a 6'5" man, and a 3-year-old child the same dose of a medicine, let's say amoxicillin. They won't do that. They will adjust the dose. Why aren't we adjusting the dose for fluoride? We don't do that. It's a one-size-fits-all concentration that comes out of your tap in a glass of water. A 6-foot-tall man and a little 3-year-old child gets the same amount. Everybody understands that's wrong. That is the one point that gets people in their heart, and they don't have to understand the science behind that. They have experiences that they can draw on. So that is where we've kind of backed up and said, okay, council members, you may not agree or understand the data. Let's talk about the dosage control and the impact on infants and children. And that has made a huge impact for us, where we've backed up and said, okay, we're not going to get it out of the water right away. Let's put a warning on our water bill that says that infants and children, parents need to be aware that you could cause fluorosis, other issues, and that there's no dosage control for these children, small kids. And that has made an impact. So right now in Austin, we have tried that approach, and the council has agreed to put a warning once a year into our water bills, and then also post these warnings up at WIC centers, Women, Infants, and Children centers, and also neighborhood centers. So we've made progress. And it's not where we want to be, but we are. We're not giving up. But once you educate families on how it impacts their children that they love, that's the first step. And then we can go down the next path.